Hey, Pastor Thomas here, and we're looking at the Children's Catechism, and we're looking at the Covenant of Grace. Particularly, we're looking at Christ's role as a mediator within the Covenant of Grace, how Christ fulfills his role as mediator in the Covenant of Grace as he represents his elect people. And we've looked at that question before, that whom did Christ represent in the Covenant of Grace? His elect people. And we said we'd talk about that a little bit later. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Today's question says, for whom did Christ suffer and obey? For whom did Christ suffer and obey? He represents his people, and then he suffers and obeys. He's obedient to God for his people. That's what representing means. So whom did Christ suffer, and for whom did Christ suffer and obey? And the answer to this question is, for all whom God the Father gave to Christ. For all whom God the Father gave to Christ. So if you look at John 6, there's a verse in John 6 that explains that God the Father draws people to himself and gives them to Christ. And then Christ said, whomever God the Father gives me, I will never cast out. That God draws people to Christ, and then Christ will never cast out. This is what makes it a covenant of grace. The covenant of grace is something that we cannot do, we cannot earn, we cannot accomplish by ourselves, that we need grace given to us. That's what a gift is. A gift is something that we don't earn or deserve, but it's just given to us. That's what the covenant of grace is, this gift from start to finish. That God the Father gave Jesus his elect people. And Christ then, through the works, as he fulfilled the covenant of grace, through obedience, service, and suffering, we'll look at that later, but through obedience and suffering, Christ then accomplishes the work of the covenant of grace, which is fulfilled in Christ. And then the Holy Spirit applies it to us. So for whom did Christ suffer and obey? All whom the Father gave, God the Father gave to Christ. This is what makes it a covenant of grace. That you and I are not deserving of this. We're lost in Adam. We're that rock. Sinful. Disobedient. We deserve the death. But then Christ comes in, and God the Father gives to Christ his elect people. And the great thing about that verse is then it says that I will never cast out, because it is a work of grace from the start, but also to the finish. That God will never cast out, Christ would never cast out his people, because you never earned your salvation in the first place. That God gave it to you as a gift of grace. What a blessing that is. God the Father gave Christ the Son, his elect people, whom he suffered and was obedient for. He obeyed the whole law that where we could not obey. He died the death that we should have died. And the Holy Spirit then applies this work to the life of the believer. That's what makes it a covenant of grace, that we're never cast out. Not because we're so great that we're in this covenant, but because God is so gracious. And we have so much to worship and adore God because of what he has done for us.